What is up, you guys? I'm so excited to share today's podcast episode with you. I'm talking to Laura Wallace, and we talked so much about alignment. And I know this sometimes seems like a buzzword, but this is so important. And it's such a great conversation that we had. So Laura, who goes by Laura Aura, is an alignment coach for female entrepreneurs and women who are craving more in life. She guides people to personal alignment by learning how to honor their energy and truly listen to what they want instead of what they've been taught they should do. And we talked so much about this word should. Laura is the CEO of Works & Co., an urban branding studio, the host of the Gutsy podcast, speaker, author, and all-around visionary. The Gutsy podcast has been downloaded over 55,000 times in 115 countries. Each week, Laura empowers women in business and in transition by humanizing feelings, encouraging individualism, and unraveling the shoulds that keep so many people stuck for decades. She'll be the first person to push you out of your comfort zone and the last to hug you as you head to the next level of your life. Her energy is contagious, an aura. And if you're up for the challenge, she just might trick you into believing in yourself. So listen to today's episode. I hope you love it as much as I do. Welcome to the True Do Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Dirksen, and this podcast is all about getting inspired and empowering yourself to be the hero of your story while feeling incredible from the inside out. Hey, Laura, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having the space for us to have this conversation.
I'm super excited. So let's start. Share with everybody who you are and what you're up to in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. What am I up to? That's always a fun question. So my name is Laura Aura. I am an alignment coach for female entrepreneurs. I host a top 100 podcast called The Gutsy Podcast. And I love to help women rediscover who they are, what they actually want, and how they actually want to do this life. My background is in graphic design. So I've owned a branding agency for the last 15 and a half years. That's cool. Kind of my baby. That's a well-oiled machine. But through the years, I've found that my heart and my interest has really developed in the mind and how we think and how our thoughts really, really dictate our actions. And so I've always been very good about leaning into what feels curious to me. Mm-hmm. And discovering what is on the other side of that. I say it's like following breadcrumbs, right? I'm just following the breadcrumbs of my soul. And that's what I love to help guide women through. So, and I also own a commercial building that I'm getting ready to start renovations on. So that's why I laughed when you're like, what are you up to these days? I'm like, well, I am what might be considered a multi-passionate person, you know, and that comes with its own challenges, but it also comes with its limitless creativity as well. So that's me in a nutshell.
Amazing. I love it. So you're up to a lot for sure. So let's talk about women. I mean, and just finding who they are. How do you even start that process with them?
You know, that's probably one of the top questions that I hear, because it's like, okay, well, where do you even begin? Right. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where to start. And I think one of the most important things to do is to get very, very real with yourself about what you're doing that makes you happy and where you are not happy.
Yeah.
Where do I have joy? Where do I not have joy? What is adding value to my life? What is sucking the soul out of me? And getting very real about that and getting in tune with your actual emotions, which is a spot that people love to just skate over, right? Like, emotions are bad. I don't want to feel today. We're just going to go through the motions. But what ends up happening is if you don't get very real with yourself, you end up just living the same version of your story every single day.
Yeah.
I hear women say things like, you know, I'm just trying to get through the day, or I got to the end of the day and I'm so exhausted. I have no idea what I did today. I'm not feeling fulfilled. You know, I have to go to this job, you know, just like all this, like, it's just very like gnarly kind of energy. So I'm an intuitive by nature. So I can feel people's energy when I'm working with them. Mm-hmm. And it really starts with getting very honest with yourself. Are you happy?
Yeah.
It's a yes or a no, right? And then that gives us the chance to start getting curious and start discovering and start playing with, well, what areas am I not happy in? What is my soul actually craving from me? And it gives us a chance to kind of play with that and see what comes up.
Yes. And then that would lead them into more of an aligned life. So let's talk about alignment. What is alignment? Everyone, mm-hmm. you hear everyone say that word. That's kind of the buzzword right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because, you know, things catch traction. So alignment is nothing more than doing and being who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds really complicated, but it is literally the space where you're making decisions from your heart.
Yeah.
You're saying yes to yourself. You're following the things that light you up. You are like pausing before making decisions and like checking in with yourself and making decisions that feel good instead of a have to or a should or following societal standards or patriarchal bullshit or whatever else you want to add on to it.
Mm-hmm.
It is nothing more than doing and being who you actually are.
Yeah.
And so the goal here is to discover who you are, right? Because we as women have been trained to be everything other than who we are.
Yeah.
We are spouses. We are mothers. We are caretakers. We are bosses. We are business owners. We are employees. We are insert any title other than who we actually are. Like before any of that, you are Jessica.
Yeah.
I am Laura. Well, who are those two people? And so when we start to really like feel into and tapping back into who you were before the world told you what you should be,
mm-hmm.
it's a really exciting period where you get to discover what alignment actually feels like to you. That's one of the coolest things about alignment is my alignment is totally different than yours.
Yeah.
Your alignment is totally different than your best friend's, right? Like everybody has their own version. And that's one of the most important things is it's not about following what somebody else is doing, but rather learning to follow what your soul is saying, what your gut is saying, what your heart is saying, what is pulling at you, you know, that tug for more, what is that saying?
Mm-hmm.
So alignment is fascinating in the least of words that I could say.
And do you see a lot of pushback with that? Like especially women, right? It's like, yeah, I want to live in alignment, but I have to take care of my kids
or go
to work. So how do you kind of work through those buts?
Well, I would say to you or whoever is saying that, I would say, well, how's that working out for you? I mean, so my style is it's like lovingly blunt, right? Like I'm very honest and open, but I am always going to hold space to really explore and to feel and to support.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I made a post the other day and I said, if you fight for your excuses and the reasons not to and your limitations, you get to keep them.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening in those situations. You know, it's like you have built a muscle around the unintentional excuse that, well, I have to take care of the kids first. Well, I have to do all these things. Well, I have to run the errands. Well, I have to make the dinner. Well, I have to do all this. Why?
Yeah.
Now there may be life circumstances, right? You know, everyone has their own version and their own story, but at the end of the day, it does end up being a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So can you start to choose you even just a little bit more? I find that it's not an overnight thing, right? It's not a quick fix. We're not like whipping the tablecloth off the table and like everything stays perfect. The bigger change that people are craving is in the tiny, tiny decisions to choose you.
Yeah.
And once you start to do that, you start to build the you muscle.
Yeah.
You start to build your own confidence. You start to get a taste of what alignment feels like. And I can promise you, once you start to taste and feel what that feels like, a lot of that other stuff becomes non-negotiable very, very quickly. So it's about very slow, steady changes over time that you really start to experience what that actually feels like.
Yeah, I love that because I think with anything, it's about small changes every day, right? Small baby steps that will lead to the bigger results over time. And again, like you said, once you start to enjoy it and it's like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm going to do more of it. It creates momentum, but just start
yes.
small things. One of the questions that I ask myself I'm like huge on habits and I have like my own little habit tracker that I do every day. And I used to be, you know, did I eat a certain way or did I do this a certain way? And so instead I was like, I don't need to follow all these rules. I every day I ask myself, was I 1% better with my health today? Was I 1% more aligned with myself today? Did I show up for who I am and not for everyone else today? Like just 1% every day. And I get to check in with myself at the end of the day and ask myself, okay, how could I be better tomorrow? How can I be more aligned with myself tomorrow? How can I be more true to myself tomorrow? And I just love that. I think it's just raised a lot more awareness within myself and how I lead throughout the day.
Yeah. I mean, that checking in with yourself is paramount, right? Like it is foundational. I like to reference it as emotional inventory. Like you're just simply taking a check-in. How do I feel? How's my body feel? What am I saying in my mind? Mm-hmm. What's coming up for me right now? Just awareness. Awareness is everything.
Yeah. It is awareness. We can't create any change.
Yes. You cannot change habits. You cannot change routines. You cannot change your lifestyle. You literally nothing can change unless you have awareness around what's going on.
Yeah.
How do I actually feel? Yeah. And what do I actually want?
Yeah.
And so that, that awareness piece, like that gives you the chance. You're just checking in. Like, again, that's the piece that people just skip right over. Like, oh, I'm not important enough to check in. Everybody else needs me. Right. Oh, I have all these other responsibilities. I'll get to me later. Well, when is later? Mm-hmm. I would ask. How many years has it been that you've been saying that? Right.
And why can't later be today?
Why can't later be right now? Right. Yeah. Like when you go to do something, just checking in with yourself. How do I feel about doing this? What's coming up for me right now? What am I saying to and about myself?
Yeah.
You know, and when we can start to recognize those very simple things that are already happening, then you literally take the power back in that moment. And you get to decide differently if you choose to.
Yeah, absolutely. I find, you know, I'm huge on awareness. I think that creates change for everything. But when we don't have that awareness, it's like we're living in default, right? I call it zombie mode. Like we're just going through the same motions every day and we're mad about it. We're upset that we're not experiencing new results or living a different life, but we just keep doing the same thing and nothing's changed. And so awareness obviously is key.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the shoulds, because I know you kind of touched on that. And this, I think it's in everyone's way. This is what I should be taking care of. I want to do this, but I should be going to work early, or I should be taking care of my kids, or I should be going driving around the world and doing all these things for everybody else but myself. So how is that impacting people?
Yeah, the shoulds are woven in almost every decision that we make every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that comes from past experiences. That comes from other people's opinions, thoughts, expectations. Like it's just all this like pressure that comes to us from every which angle, right? From maybe it's the inner family, maybe it's the outer family, maybe it's friendship circles, maybe it's a business that you're in, maybe it's a career that you're in, maybe it's the social media that you're inheriting and reading every day, right? Like you just see all this like, well, do it like this. Well, no, do it like that. No, this way's better. Well, that way's better. And it's like, I don't know what I should do. So I should just do it like this. And we end up going outside of ourselves for answers that we already have inside. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's always valuable ways to learn and to grow and to expand, and to take information, put it in our own system, and then use it in our own version and variation.
Yeah.
But where we get tripped up is following somebody else to a T, following somebody else's expectations, following somebody else's method, following somebody else's thought pattern, like whatever it is, or their habits. Like it's also responsibility, right? Like women carry a substantial amount of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And we put that responsibility before our own self, our own health, our own mind, our own wellness, our own happiness. And so always putting everything before you, you're shoulding everywhere, right? Like I should do this with the kids. Because if I don't do that, then I'm a bad mother. You know, I should do that with the kids instead of, you know, sitting and reading a book. I should go out with my friends, but I really just kind of need a self-care day, right? Like we just fall into this trap. And so a fun little exercise that I like to do with people is to get a post-it note, carry it around with you for one day. And every time you say the word should, just put a little tick.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you will be like, holy shitballs. I did not realize how many times I say should. When you say should, you are making a decision based off somebody else's want versus your own. And then that's where you start getting depleted. That's where you start getting unenergized. That's where you start getting uninspired. That's where, like, you fall into this trap of, well, if I just get through the day, right? Like, it just adds to all of that.
Yeah.
And so the awareness piece around the word should is shifting in its own, because you realize how many times you go outside of yourself versus acting and choosing from within.
Yes, I love that. So I mean, obviously I've been doing a lot of personal development and growth for years. So I'm aware of the word should, and I always try, as soon as I catch myself, I'll try and change it. But I also check in again, always checking in saying, you know, if, what would I do, depending on what the should is, it would be, what would I do if I didn't care about anyone's opinions or judgments? And then when I have that answer, it's like, okay, I need to lean into that. Like, that is like something I need to lean into, screw everyone else. And yeah. I also will be like, you know, what if I care so much about this thing, like, how will I show up for that? Right. So getting rid of these shoulds and caring about other people's opinions or what society says, very aware. And I love that you talk about that, because I know everybody does it, men and women, but I think women especially are shoulding on themselves way too much.
Absolutely. And again, it shows up in nearly every decision that we make. I mean, it's absolutely baffling.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you can really start to pinpoint, like, oh, there it is again. And that's the other funny thing about awareness is, once you start to have awareness,
it's
like, you can't undo that. Like, you can't unaware yourself. but that's where the change gets to happen, though. Right. Like, when you catch yourself and you're like, oh, I should go to this part. Oh, there I was again.
Yeah.
What do I actually want to do?
Yeah. Right, am I now doing this, you know, for someone else, or am I really doing this for myself?
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. And all of this, obviously, like, I'm huge on mindset. So an awareness, like, I just feel super aligned, back to the word aligned. But when we think about someone who is in alignment versus not, and, you know, you hear a lot of people that say, like, years later, after they've gone through a journey, and they think, you know, I made myself sick, or I made myself really ill because I was so out of alignment with myself. And I was just living a life that wasn't true to me. And I just was going through, and I burnt out, or whatever the story might be. Talk to that feeling of alignment, in alignment versus out of alignment.
Yeah, absolutely. I am no stranger to that exact story that you just mentioned. The funny thing is, like, you don't, until you start to learn about what alignment is, you may not even recognize that you're out of alignment.
Yeah.
Or in alignment, right? It's just like, I feel good or I don't. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it boils down to. So my quick story, you know, I run a business, and I had been getting those intuitive downloads, those little nudges, for years that it was time to change things. And I was like, I resisted the crap out of it. And ultimately it came to a point where I had no decision to make. I had no option. I had to make a decision. And you know, I had been at that point not paying myself for months. My health was going down the tank. My anxiety and depression was at its all-time high. Yeah, everything was falling apart. I wasn't able to pay my mortgage. I mean, you name it, it was going down, and it was going down in flames. And when I got to that kind of pivotal moment where I had to make a really big decision, you know, I was able to kind of recognize and step out of the storm that I was in, and recognize, like, oh, this isn't working anymore.
Yeah.
You know, this is not for me the way that I've been doing it. And I recognize how I've gone outside of myself and actually put myself not only last, but, like, whatever is beyond last, right? Like, there's a space beyond that. That's where I was. And so I was able to ask myself a very important question that I didn't realize was going to be the pivotal moment. But I asked myself, what does Laura want? And I realized in that moment that I hadn't asked myself that in probably a decade.
Wow.
And so living out of alignment drains the ever loving hell out of you. You have the potential of, you know, and this is not medical by any means, so just disclaimer, but from my own experience, you're more prone to anxiety, depression, insomnia, your health does all kinds of wonky things, just your overall like aura, your energy field, right? Like just like your persona, your how you radiate in this world, it just gets dimmed. You know, you end up in this notion of have to's and just getting by's. And like, you know, when you're around somebody that just like is not happy in their life, you can feel that.
Yeah.
You know, you end up doing a bunch of stuff and filling your time and there's little fulfillment. And it's like, where is the spark? Where is the joy? A lot of people will start questioning, like, why am I even doing this? What is any of this for? Right. That's the kind of like feeling that misalignment has.
Yeah.
Whereas the other side of the coin, alignment, when you start to shift through those things, alignment, there's like an alive, like I can literally feel that energy shift. Like there is an aliveness mm-hmm. when you're in alignment. You feel like there is a purpose again. You feel excited for the day. You get ideas that come out of nowhere. Like a lot of times people will be like, I don't know what she's on, but I'll have a little bit of that, right? Like there's just like this zest and bigness and radiating energy around you.
Mm-hmm.
There's joy and happiness, contentment, like being comfortable, being still. The anxiety and the depression comes way down. Like it just feels like, oh shit, this was an option all along. Like this feels good. Right. And so I often look at being in alignment, like being on a 4-lane highway and there are no other cars on the road. You're just going.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not to say that when you're in alignment, that obstacles won't happen.
Yeah.
It's not to say that when you're in alignment, that you won't have a moment. But the point is you get to grow that muscle so that when things do happen, because life, you know, I mean, life, when things do happen, you are better equipped.
Yeah.
You have more tools in your tool belt. You can see it coming sooner. You have a deeper sense of knowledge and a deeper sense of connection. So you can move through that obstacle with more ease and sometimes faster. So alignment is just a space of like, oh man, that just feels good. Like I'm actually enjoying life again. I'm looking up, you know, I'm seeing the color of the trees. And when I'm doing something, I'm actually present in the thing that I'm doing. When I'm playing with my kids, like I'm playing with my kids, you know, when I'm doing my work, I'm deeply into it because I'm really enjoying it. You know, it's that kind of feeling like I'm ever present wherever I am, whatever I'm doing.
I love that. And I could even see your energy shift as you like talked about the two, like even no one can see your face, but like how your face just like and your body language totally changed. But I love that. And I feel that. And I think people go through life and it's not about perfection, right? They think I'll always be like, we grow and we change. So it's again, that check-in, that awareness piece with yourself. So you get to continuously stay in alignment when or check in and be like, oh, I don't feel aligned and get yourself back in. But can you kind of share the first step around that? So I know, you know, asking yourself, what do you want? But a lot of people don't know that the answer to that, right? So what's the first step someone should take to start their journey of really getting in alignment with themselves?
Yeah. So I think a really fun thing to do, you know, we've already asked ourselves, are we happy? Right. We've kind of already addressed that and been like, you know, not really, right. Maybe there's an area, maybe it's the job, maybe it's the home, maybe it's activities that you do. Maybe it's just general outlook, whatever it is. And, you know, the next thing to do is if you're like, I don't even know what I want, right? Because that's the case for many women,
mm-hmm.
is I encourage you to just play with stuff,
yeah.
right? This is not about like figuring out something. This is not another to-do on your to-do list. This is mm-hmm. not another task to like go on an adventure and find out. Right now, we're in a place of play. So take a paint class, go to a museum night, you know, take a dance class that you have been kind of eyeing up, read a book that has been kind of interesting you, like start to do something, right? Like experiment. And a good way to kind of check this is what is something that you used to do that you loved that you haven't done in a really long time? Maybe you can go back and do a little bit of that again. Try a little bit of that again, right? We're starting to like flick the lighter a little bit, so to speak, to get the flame going so that we can ignite that so that we can grow it. And so what are some things that you used to do that you haven't had time to do that just kind of drifted away, that got put on the back burner? What if you started to experiment and play with that a little bit more? Mm-hmm. And the more you allow yourself to do that emphasis on the word allow, because you have to be intentional about it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise that voice, that, you know, rotating process in your brain is going to take over with the shoulds and the responsibilities and all that stuff. And it's like, no, I'm going to make me a priority.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to play to find this out a little bit. And that's the key, is allowing yourself to actually do it. Because
yes.
Otherwise you just stay in the hamster wheel over and over and over again.
Yeah. I love that you brought that up, because I just had a conversation the other day with a friend of mine. And that's exactly what she was saying. She's like, I just don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't know what excites me anymore. And I was like, well, you can't sit at home and just start writing out a list. That's not how it works. I'm like, you need to go and explore the world, like explore life, try new things, try new activities, go do things with new people. Like, just, if you don't get outside of your house and explore, you'll never find the answer to it. And so I just love that you said that, because that's truly what I do and I believe in. And you just need to get out and try new things and explore and go back to old things and just see what we still enjoy and don't enjoy and lean into the things that feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that we think that sitting and like planning things out is going to give us the answer. Like, all right, I've got a new notebook. You know, I went to Staples or Marshall's and I got a new notebook. You laugh because you know. And I've got my favorite pen and I'm going to put on some music and I'm going to sit and I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah.
And there is a time and a place for that. Don't get me wrong. When you're into something and then it's time to start going into a planning stage. But when you're like trying to figure out what you enjoy and what lights you up, it's not going to do it.
Yeah.
That's not the thing. The thing is, we want momentum, but doing is what creates momentum, not sitting and planning things to death. So, you know, I 1000% agree with you. Like, you have to get up, and that's the thing. Nobody's going to come and do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably one of the hardest parts, is like actually doing, actually taking action, actually leaving your house, right? Like doing something.
Yeah.
But once you get out, like, for instance, you know, it's been winter and I live in Pennsylvania, so need I say anymore? But my son and I, we get seasonal depression, right? Like, it just doesn't feel super great. And I was like, hey, let's go to a town that's nearby us. He's like, oh, I don't really want to. And I was like, listen, just let's give this a shot. And we weren't even out in this little town that we drove, I don't know, 40 minutes to for 20 minutes. And he was like, I actually feel a lot better.
Yeah. Getting and out.
Yes. And that's the point of it. Like, it's the act of like actually doing the thing, actually making the decision, actually leaving the house. But man, once you go out and you do things, it's like, oh, I forgot that all this is out here.
Yeah, forgot I enjoyed just exploring or adventure or something different.
Yep.
Amazing. Laura, thank you so much for being on here. Do you have any, you know, kind of final words of wisdom you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So I want everyone listening to know that you are allowed to want what you want. Mm-hmm. You are allowed to dream. You are allowed to explore. You're allowed to be curious. You're allowed to play. You know, just because you're an adult doesn't mean that you have to stop playing. In fact, I would advocate like hell to say that we need more play in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's something that's tugging at you, if there's something that's pulling at you, there's something that's making you feel curious, there's something that has something in it, and even if you don't know what that is, but there is something, give yourself permission to explore it, to find out what that is, to find out what that means, because chances are there's something in that that is intended for you and your life's purpose. Mm. So you're allowed to want what you want, and give yourself permission and go do it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being here, Laura. Just tell everyone where they can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. So lauraaura.com is my website, lauraaura.com. You can also listen to me on the Gutsy podcast. That's on all the podcast apps. And then if you are on social, I play the most on TikTok. That's my social playground. So if you want some words of wisdom, some, you know, swift kicks in the mental ass, you can follow me, and I am at that Laura Aura.
Perfect. I love it. I'll put all that in the show notes. Again, thank you so much for your time and everything you shared with us today.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks.
What is up, my friends? Jessica Dirksen here, and I have something so exciting I want to share with you. This September, I am opening up a brand new membership site. This is completely different than anything we've ever done before. New course content, new live videos, new live coaching opportunities, new communities to be a part of. And right now, if you are interested in signing up, you have an opportunity to pay as little as $9.99 a month for your first year. Again, we're starting up in September. If you want to learn more, click the link in the show notes. If you liked what you heard on today's podcast, then hit that subscribe button and head over to the TrueToYouLifestyle.com website to learn more about what we do.